This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Negotiations over a trade deal among a dozen Pacific Rim countries, including the U.S., are expected to restart next month. This after the latest round of talks stalled. One sticking point is intellectual property, which is of great interest to Hollywood, which wants to protect its copyrights for as long as possible. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports on whether intellectual property rights and freer trade are at odds.
Hollywood doesn't want free trade to mean free illegal downloads of movies or bootleg sales. Anissa Brennan is with the Motion Picture Association of America. She wants the treaty to follow U.S. law, which doesn't allow moviegoers to film what's on the screen, then sell illegal copies.
If you go into a theater and you record a film without the permission of the theater owner, that is a criminal act.
Brennan also wants the trade deal to extend copyrights to the life of the author plus 70 years. Bill Watson is a trade policy analyst at the libertarian Cato Institute who advocates free trade. He says U.S. negotiators have taken Hollywood's position, which isn't very popular.
To the extent that other countries are unwilling to take on these obligations, it threatens the viability of the agreement.
Watson doesn't think the movie protections the U.S. is pushing for will derail the agreement, but he says it's putting stress on a very fragile deal. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.